This passage that we've got today, there's a table in it. There's a table in which Jesus meets somebody at. And this is our story. Zach, a tree, and a meal. There's so much we could unpack with this. You know, why Zacchaeus? Why that moment? But the bit we want to focus on today, the bit we want to challenge us all with, is that meal at the end. When our youth groups were talking and looking at this passage, we decided that we would focus in on it. We read it together. We talked about it. We reflected on it. And we tried to understand what it might mean to us today. We talked about in this passage, there were two people that we needed to be like. The first was obviously we need to be like Jesus. You know, that's kind of what being a disciple of Jesus is about. We listen to God, we listen to Jesus, and we try and follow in his way. Jesus was a kind person. He loved everyone, no matter what they were or what they were like or what they did. Zacchaeus was one of the most hated people in that town, and yet Jesus loved him. Jesus made time for people like him, and if he makes time for people like him, then he's going to make time for us and for those around us. We also thought it was a little funny because often we talk about being like Jesus, and here he invites himself round to dinner. Imagine doing that to your neighbour when you go home now and say, oh yes, I've just been told at church that I need to invite myself round to dinner to you now. That may not be the best approach, but that is something that happened there. And actually when we were talking about it with the young people, one of them said, well, you know, to be like Jesus is to take your packed lunch when you're sat at school and go and sit with somebody who's on their own. That's exactly what Jesus did. He invited himself into somebody else's lunchtime moment or dinner or whatever it was. And maybe we need to think, how can we invite ourselves into people's lives over a meal? And the second person, obviously, that we needed to be like was Zach, at least the Mark 2 version. You know, beforehand, Zach, Mark 1, was greedy and selfish. He only looked out for himself for number one. But having met Jesus, having seen how much Jesus loved him and how much Jesus cared about him, he was now a generous and loving and hospitable person. If we were to have encountered Jesus in that way, if we say that we have met Jesus, then we too need to live a generous life, loving and hospitable to others. And not just to the easy ones, the ones that we get on well with, but actually the difficult people in our lives, the ones we'd rather not be seen with. But actually deep down we know that Jesus would want us to welcome them to a table. That song speaks of being carried into the presence of God, carried to the table to meet with him. When we practice hospitality, when we invite people into a relationship over food, we are effectively carrying them to Jesus, to meet with him and to share in a precious moment when the brokenness that they feel is gone. And so this is our challenge and where we finish today. Our Bell's challenge for this week. You've guessed it. Eat with three people this week and try, if you can, at least one of whom is not somebody who is a church member, not somebody you would eat with regularly. We did it the other week. We actually did it Quench 3. I'll get there in the end. They've been going through their exams recently, and we just said, let's have pizza. And they were like, oh, well, should we pay for it? I said, like, no, we're bringing you something because you've been working through your exams at the moment. Having a meal together, showing people that they matter and they care because you're willing to carry the cost of that meal. So there you have it. Jesus and this story of Zach in a tree teaches us that we should serve food, not because food is good, but because something happens when we share a meal together. Over food, over conversation, we start to get to know people better. We start to be able to share something of Jesus with them and to join in that table of transformation, that change that can take place over food and over conversation with people. And so I challenge you, I invite you to do that this week. Find someone to invite for dinner or for a picnic or a barbecue. Just sharing back packet of crisps in the school playground or in the office block or wherever you are this week, find a moment, spend some time with someone and listen to them. Share that meal with them. Let's pray and then we'll sing our closing hymn. Heavenly Father, thank you for this story of Zacchaeus, a man who shouldn't have been there, who should never have been able to get that close to Jesus. And yet when he did, his life was so changed. Help us to be more like him, more like that generous sack, the one that wanted to give even more than he had taken. And may we see that change and transformation in the people that we meet. We ask this in your name. Amen.